Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
STL is Y98.
In the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Brett's getting his headphones figured out. Guess not. He's pulling an AB.
I don't know where my headphones are. Oh. Where did I put them?
Is your mic even on?
Hope so.
Yeah, Kevin does that. Okay. Yeah.
Kevin does that part. Happy Friday. I'm in like Friday mode where I don't even need headphones to do the show.
Right. Oh,
wow. It is actually, AB does this all the time. You talk without headphones. How?
It's because my headphones get all like wrapped up in things and I'm like, I don't feel like untangling.
It is so hard to talk. This sounds like a weird thing, but it's really hard to talk on the radio without headphones.
Because you don't, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Exactly this is said. A weird feeling.
I used to only do that, not talk with headphones. Then I went full headphones and now I have half headphones on, half off.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's how I see DJs do it. And I don't really know why. Is it because they're always getting requests in the club? Like, why do they always do that? I don't get it.
It's just a cool club that you're not in.
It's just
like a swag.
No, isn't the reason, let's be honest, isn't the reason you do it is because of the opposite? It's not cool for you? It's because you got your ear pierced and it got infected, right?
Yeah, that is the truth. Yeah, I got my cartilage pierced and it hurts so bad that I can't put pressure on it. And even though it's fine now, like I can sleep on it and everything, I feel like I have like PTSD from it. Oh, so really? I won't put it on my ear.
Some of the best trends have been caused by infection.
Yeah, Kev, they have.
Taylor Swift's album came out today.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Tortured Poets Department. And then we got a surprise double album at midnight. It was dropping at midnight. And then at 2 a.m., she's like, surprise, I got more stories to tell. I had written so much more poetry. And we're going to talk more about it in the Hollywood hashtag. We'll play every single hour the single from the album, which we didn't know up until hours. Yeah, hours beforehand.
It's going to be Jackson freaking out.
Oh, he's freaking out. I laugh at that. I just think, man, this is why she is the billionaire she is. It is obviously Fortnite, N-I-G-H-T, not the game. But way to be smart. And she's got Post Malone on it, too, which is even smarter.
And it's a single Post Malone.
Yes, yes.
We'll talk more about it, play it every single hour, breaking it down. The first couple of things, like listening to the album and like soaking it all in, this is what I honestly think about the single that you're going to hear in a little bit, is it feels like not a single. It's just the first song on the album, and I think she wants you to listen to the album entirely.
Yeah.
And you know how, when you, know what a single is, you usually, pull up the album and, what's a single? Let me start with that. She wants you to start this entire journey. Like, again, I think there's nothing that says this, but it feels that way, because the Fortnite song is kind of slow, actually, for the most part.
Yeah, here's a little taste.
Yeah. Here in my head.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's so crazy because I was listening to these songs this morning and I'm like, you know, I'm only on like song really like 8 all the way through, and I'm like in this emotional like state journey. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It is an emotional album.
It is.
What they are saying, like the critics, I guess, that they're saying, it's like the writing style of Folklore and Evermore that is very deep and storytelling. But Folklore and Evermore were like other people's perspectives. This is the most personal perspective.
Right.
But then it has like a Reputation type vibe where there's like some grit to it. There's a message she has to say, some snarkiness to
her. She's naming names in songs.
And naming names.
Yeah,
in
she
songs.
She really laid it all out.
Kevin, I think you have to fire the next album on your own.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The all-new Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
A 6-year-old named Olivia was outside playing when she saw the roof of her home catch fire. So she ran into the house to get her family out. I guess the neighbor didn't think anyone was home, and so she was trying to stop her from getting in. But Olivia knew that her mom was asleep on the couch with their 2-year-old and 1-year-old brother. So she ran in, saved everybody. The house didn't make it, but everybody made it out alive.
Yeah, the only reason they made it out was because of the 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Man, that's brave.
Running into a burning building?
Yes, exactly.
Ultimate test of bravery. And I know you guys are not going to believe me. I've done this before. I've ran into a burning building
what?
Before.
Really?
No, yeah. You haven't.
Yes, a house was on fire. It was burning up in flames. I pulled over to see it like a bystander, and firefighters were fighting it. And this lady screamed, "Oh my God, my dog's inside. Somebody help me." I ran in and got the dog out. I swear to God.
Whoa. Is that a real story?
It's a real story. I swear to God. Guys,
why
I know.
Have we not, I
yeah, know. Why have we not talked about
we,
this?
I mean, yeah, I'm not a big bragger.
Uh-huh.
Wow. But it's a true story. I ran into a burning building before. Maybe we'll do that as a topic. Like, what is your biggest heroic moment? We'll see if other people have done it. But what a cool moment from that 6-year-old. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rights at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Brewers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 7:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
I'm so excited because we have someone special in studio with us on the Brett Mega Show. Cheryl, who is the president and CEO of the YWCA, who is celebrating their 120th anniversary. And this is all an organization that helps women through difficult times. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on for the 120th anniversary.
Well, we are so excited. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. We are 120 years. We got our start in housing. Most people don't realize this, but during the World's Fair, women were coming up here traveling to the World's Fair and needed safe, stable housing. And that's what we do today, along with other services that we provide.
So that's why it started 120 years ago, because World's Fair was 1904.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely. So we are celebrating, and we're going to do it in high style. Four seasons, May 2nd, mark your calendars.
Wow.
We got the dirty mugs coming. We are going to have a blowout party. So we want to celebrate our time here in the region and celebrate those folks who support us and the women that we serve. We serve over 10,000 women and their families annually.
And talk about some of those services that you provide to women.
Yes, absolutely. So we have one of the largest programs that has achieved accreditation of excellence by the National Head Start Association. We are the largest provider of services for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault. And I don't like saying victims. These are survivors.
Well
said. Yes. So we are the first phone call made by hospitals for our advocates to come out and actually go bedside to these survivors. And we bring them whatever they need. Food, clothing, transportation, childcare, housing. We're one of the largest providers of housing in this market. We can move a woman who has been assaulted or needs to flee in a domestic violence situation. We can put her in housing, safe, secure housing in either the city or county. And lastly, we wrap those services with career readiness opportunities. So if she is in need of a career that is going to impact her family from a financial standpoint, to move her from just surviving to actually thriving, we provide those services, as well as if she wants to start a business, we do that as well.
Wow.
I think one of the things that I just love about what you guys are doing for May 2nd is it's a celebration, because I think so many people hear these stories of women's struggle and women surviving these situations of abuse, and then we seem to feel bad for them. We seem to take pity on them, but it should be a celebration of their rise to surviving and thriving, and that's what's going to happen on May 2nd.
That is exactly what's going to happen, and we don't look at them, and that's why we don't call them victims.
Yep.
They are survivors.
Absolutely.
So come out May 2nd. Like I said, it's a party. We want to just have fun, celebrate with those who donate and support the Y. And it's always, we are always looking for gifts to support our services, because our services are free.
There are so many women out there that are listening, thinking, I'm in this situation, but I felt like there's no way out. And you've just inspired them. We do this segment called Look at Me Now. And so many women have called in and have survived abuse and are now thriving. And so many people have texted in and said, I just heard that phone call and I realized that I can do it too.
Absolutely.
And you are that inspiration. So thank you for what you do, because so many women are now going to do that because of what you do. May 2nd, it's going to be a party.
A party.
Yes. Four seasons. Get more information at YWCASTL.org.
For a while there. These beautiful things that I've got.
Maybe the best thing that someone said to you this week is Taylor Swift's new album is out because it came out today.
Ooh.
We're going to play world premiere her newest single. It's got Post Malone on it, Fortnite, here in just a second. We're going to play the newest song from Taylor Swift every single hour on the Brett Mega Show. But something we do every single week, because by the time you get to Friday, you're just kind of drained and tired. And so we want to make sure you kind of just kick off, start that weekend with some positivity, some energy. And so what we do is the best thing someone said to you this week. We love when you share your best thing someone said to you, because it makes us feel like we're in this together. We're kicking off our weekend together with some positivity. So 314-531-9898. Plus, Taylor Swift's music is great, but no one plays better music than Kevin. Plays that hard.
Right, that's right. Woo.
Gets me every time.
That's my Fortnite. There you go.
Yeah. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Oh, man, easily. So AB and I were out at Westport Plaza last night for the first parties on the plaza. And oh, my gosh, we were just overwhelmed with how many Brett Mega Show fans showed up, came up to us, took pictures. And they just said the best things. They just said they loved the like changes that were made in the show back in August. They just listen every day. They were talking to us about Megaminds. They were talking to us about AB's new job. Literally, like a five-year-old girl came up to AB and was saying something about AB's new position. They were asking me about where Bear was. I mean, these listeners knew everything about our lives. And that just, like, I cried on the way home. I've just been so happy. I love meeting listeners and them coming out to support us and support Westport Plaza is amazing.
I'll piggyback off that, because for my best thing someone said to us this week is I think that what we do is special. Like, I want to make a radio show for us that tells our stories and you tell your stories, and then something cool that happens in the morning is like we're riding shotgun to work or school together. That's what I care the most about, but we do get ratings that come out like on a monthly basis and a quarterly basis. We had gotten ratings back for this past month. We were one of the highest rated morning shows in all of St. Louis. It has everything to do with you, the people who listen to the show, the people who call the show. We have more listeners on the radio than any other show in St. Louis. Like on the air with us, and it's because you are part of the show. So I just want to tell you thank you. And the best thing someone said to us this week is you, because you were part of the show, are part of one of the highest rated morning shows in St. Louis. So
that's
thank
you. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't seem real.
Speaking of those listeners, one of those listeners is my good buddy, Dr. Alan Wickenhauser. Went to school with him. He's an awesome guy. And this has been a long thing coming. Got a text from him earlier this week and said, Kevin, we launched today. And what he launched was, he's been working on this for literally 15, 16 years. It is Helocane. It is a fast-acting cold sore and fever blister treatment. Now, he's a dentist. He was working on this for, working for this, like, to numb patients and things like that. And, you know, work on cold sores and things like that. They finally have it in stores.
Wow.
You can find out more information at helocane.com. But congratulations, buddy. Long time coming.
Good for him. AB just recently signed a contract, is officially only, because she was doing like six jobs at once. Mm-hmm. She only works on the Brett Mega Show now.
Woo-hoo!
Couldn't believe that's true. Like, somebody was doing so many different jobs. And so she used to get into work at 7 o'clock. This is your first time doing the best thing someone said to you.
This is, yeah.
Wow.
I think mine, so we were on like a chain email, and a couple of my videos that I had made were sent, and a lot of people were saying like, so good, I'm so impressed, like this is amazing. But then our boss had emailed me separately being like, seriously, I know it's probably embarrassing having all these people praise you, but like, you are amazing. It's almost annoying how talented you are. Like, I'm so happy to finally have you on the team. So that meant a lot.
That
it is kind
so
of annoying
sweet.
How good you are.
Oh, man.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? Think about it. Sit back in your car and go, you know what? I'm exhausted, but I remember that moment, and then it just kicks off the weekend with a smile on your face. If you want to share it with us, we'd love to read your text messages and know that you're kicking off the weekend with some positivity as well. 314-531-9898. The other person who is annoyingly talented is Taylor Swift. When she writes songs, it really is like poetry, and that's why she called her newest album, which dropped at midnight, Tortured Poets Department, and here's the newest single off of that, the world premiere of Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. That's the world premiere of Taylor Swift's newest song with Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. The new album dropped today. We're going to play it every single hour.
Getting to know city.
Our city! Our spirit!
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly.
City SC does have a rivalry week to this week. They're playing like Sporting Kansas City.
Sporting KC.
Worst name in sports.
Whatever.
7:30 kickoff, 6:30 Together Credit Union pregame. You can hear it on Y98. We're the home of that. But City also has some other cool stuff happening. City has their future kickstart session this Saturday, where it's a free clinic that introduces soccer fundamentals of kids from 7 to 11 right here where City SC plays. So they get to go on the field where City SC plays and get introduced to the soccer fundamentals.
That's fun.
And also Pups on the Pitch is Sunday. City SC,
yeah, that's right,
and founding partner Purina are bringing fans and their furry friends onto the pitch. They get to participate in a dog agility course. There's more events. Tickets are sold out, but that's going to be going down this weekend, where all the proceeds will benefit the Humane Society of Missouri. And that's really cool that City's doing that too. Yeah. As well.
Love that. Love that.
That's our city.
All for City. The home of City SC is Y98. The polls are open.
This might be the most ridiculous question I've ever asked on the radio. What's your favorite number? I asked this for a reason, though. Taylor Swift just dropped that new album, and we know that she's obsessed with 13. Does anyone, do you have a number that you're just obsessed with? Like, this is my lucky number. If I'm playing the lottery, what's your number, Hannah?
I truly don't have one.
Really? You don't have a favorite number?
No, and I know it's not.
What's wrong with
you? I know it's not sevens, because I never understand those in math.
Oh, yeah, you have weird, you can't do, like, multiplication, dividing,
right?
Growing up, I never played a sport where I had to have a number, so that's not a tie I have. I don't have like a super special cool birthday that's like an angel number or anything. I literally like, I don't have a number.
Okay. Kevin, do you have a number?
You know,
it's
funny. I've had a couple over the years. When I played football, I was number 75. So sevens and fives have always been kind of like my number. But as a fan of comics and especially a big fan of the Fantastic Four.
Really?
Yeah. Four has always kind of been one of those numbers too I like.
Wow. Okay. AB?
I used to be obsessed with 28, but now I honestly don't think I am obsessed with any numbers.
What was 28 from?
Why?
It just used to be the 28th of every month something huge would happen.
Whoa.
But I don't think that happens anymore.
Well, let's find out in like 9 days. For me, it's 3. I like the number 3. It's my birthday number.
It's a magic number.
I used
number.
To be obsessed with Allen Iverson. It's a magic number, Kevin. But 3 is my number.
Hmm.
I was going to put it on a hat, but then Chance the Rapper stole my momentum.
Because
Chance the Rapper has those 3 hats.
I honestly didn't know that about you.
Now you know something new. That's why I asked the question. We didn't learn anything about you.
No, you didn't.
The polls are open.
Okay, speaking of this Taylor Swift album, it's so good. If you want the Tortured Poets Department on vinyl, and this is an album that's super artsy, you're going to want it on vinyl. You can only get it at Target when you buy it at Target or from the Brett Maga Show. If you play Hannah's Homeschool, 314-531-9898 will give you Taylor Swift's album on vinyl for playing Hannah's Homeschool.
Thanks for
Hannah's Homeschool!
Kenny!
What's up?
What's up, Kenny? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Kenny, you seem like a guy who's just locked in on pop culture. Is that true?
I do all right.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Like, he's like,
don't guess me.
Yeah. So how it's going to work, it's going to be you versus Hannah in a pop culture showdown. We've thrown up answers on our Instagram if you want answers to it on the Brett Maga Show. And I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 questions, see who gets more right, okay?
All right.
All right, Hannah, you leave so you can hear the questions.
Are you going to peep the gram, Kenny?
I'm driving, so probably not.
Kenny doesn't need it, he said.
Right.
Wow, Kenny, Mr. Confident. All right, so Hannah's officially left. You got to get more right. A tie will go to Hannah for a record. Here we go. Who was the first pick in the WNBA draft?
Caitlin Clark.
All right. Taylor Swift's album just came out. Name one of Taylor Swift's exes.
Harry Styles.
Who?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Oh. Wow. Kenny.
Nice.
He went throwback. Yeah. Look at this. What actor was announced they will play Frank Sinatra in the new biopic from Martin Scorsese?
Frank Sinatra. I'm not sure.
All right. You want to just take a guess?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Mm. All right. Brian Cox played Logan Roy in what TV series?
Who?
All right. And then what is 420 famous for?
It's a special day or time for doing illicit activities.
I was curious how Kenny would answer that. I was curious. All right. You got 3 out of 5. Got tripped up on 2 of those questions about some big stars and some big roles. But let's see how Hannah does or if she's been celebrating 420 early.
Hannah's home school. Baby, Hannah's home school.
All right, Hannah is back in the room for Hannah's homeschool. Just got done asking Kenny 5 pop culture questions. Hannah will have to get more right than Kenny. Ty will go to Kenny, and what we've done is actually post an answer to one of the questions.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On Instagram, if you followed the Brett Maga Show on Instagram, Kenny would have automatically had 1 point for the round, but he decided, hey, I don't need the gram, doesn't matter.
Oh, Mr. Confident.
All right, Kenny, here we go. Who was the first pick in the WNBA draft?
Caitlin Clark.
Wow.
Can we have a round of applause? I got a sports question, right? Thank you.
Taylor Swift album just dropped. Uh-huh. Name one of her exes.
One of her exes is Harry Styles.
Wow. Everybody's on the Harry Styles.
Everyone named Harry. Yeah,
really?
That's who Kenny named as well.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, wow. All right. What actor was announced they will play Frank Sinatra in a new biopic from Martin Scorsese?
Ooh.
What actor plays in a lot of Martin Scorsese movies? Hint didn't help her.
Tom Cruise,
yep. No. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
I thought
like
Kenny
okay.
was close. Kenny yeah. had guessed Ryan Gosling. That was close.
Okay.
Brian Cox played Logan Roy in what TV series? Hannah's face.
What's the name again?
Brian Cox played Logan Roy, one of the biggest TV series. I think it's maybe has won some of the most Emmys. Definitely won the most Emmys last year. That's a lot of hints. I shouldn't be doing that. Sorry, Kenny.
Won the most Emmys last year. Game of Thrones?
No, that came out
you
years
ago. You don't even win! Succession.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Whoops. You need this question.
Okay, you never even told me how many points you got, so I've just been, like, scared.
Oh, 3 out of 5, sorry. Okay. What is 420 famous for?
Smoking weed!
Yay!
Yay!
All right, Ty goes to Hannah for the point. All right, Kenny, say this is Kenny and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kenny and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's home school.
The all-new
Don't come back to me.
Brett's better, keep it.
favorite better keep it moving.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. The most trending story of the day is Taylor Swift's album dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Besides that, what else are people talking about? I'm going to read some other headlines that are trending besides Taylor Swift here for Keep It Moving. And Hannah, you tell me what people need details on. If you want me to scroll past that story to say Keep It Moving, if you want me to give you more details, I will do that for you right now. First headline is this video racked up 60 million views. Want to know why?
Is it our Make-A-Wish video?
No, I wish. You want to know?
Yeah.
Flying cat racked up 60 million views on TikTok this week. A woman in Chicago posted that her cat Remy got spooked and jumped across the entire room.
I've seen this.
The other cat knocked off the coat rack and there was a cat inside of it and jumped. And it literally looks like the cat is flying.
I've seen this. Yeah. And I bet it does have even more than that because when I looked, it had 6 million likes.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, geez.
End of an era. Reclining airplane seats are being phased out.
I never had one anyway. Whoa. Keep it moving.
Yeah, you've always been like a spirit rider, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, frontier girl through and through.
Axe body spray prevents sheep from fighting.
Okay. I hope there's a... Yeah, I would hope it'd be used for that and not, like, normal because I don't like the smell of that.
Nobody likes the smell of Axe body spray.
I'll talk to my son.
It is a classic junior high gym.
It is.
Every junior high teenage boy used to spray Axe body spray. Yep. I don't know what it is about teenage boys loving some Axe body spray. They all kept in their locker and thought they just had to overdo it. Kevin even said his son probably over the top.
I can see that happening.
It is so strong that scientists said, hey, I think this will actually stop sheep from fighting. And it's true. It masks the hormones of sheep so they get along better. And it's been scientifically proven.
Science.
And they, I guess apparently sheep farmers have been using it for a while. They just sprayed their sheep down with Axe body spray. And
it's like that strong. Was an accident. They found that out in an accident. They were like pissed off at him and they didn't know what to do, so they just sprayed them, and then they're like, hey, wait a minute.
It's because the teenage boy was around the sheep, and everyone got calm, and they're like, what is going on? Like, what is that scent? I'm like, yeah, it's Axe body spray, people.
Wow.
And that's what's trending. It's Axe body spray today.
Better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
Mega Mind.
We're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the Brett Mega Show. One of the things we're going to do is the Megamind question of the day here in a second, and it's all inspired by Taylor Swift because we are going to world premiere every single hour her newest song, Fortnite, with Post Malone. But I got a question about cats. Most cat owners, like 90% of cat owners, do not know how many feet they have. How many feet or how many toes does a cat have?
10. 5 and 5, like a human. They have 4 legs.
Right, yes.
Oh, I didn't think about that either. Oh, I need to rework. God. I was going to say 6, so now I need to rework my answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Girls.
Okay, so 20. Girls. 20.
New answer is 20. Kevin?
I think it's 16.
16.
I'll go 25.
No one is correct.
Oh, the random extra toe.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
You guys are hilarious.
That's embarrassing. The cat mamas are gonna
freak out. I even thought that in my head. I was like, it has to be an even number. And then I said 25.
25.
It's okay. I said 10.
Well.
This was one of the most
embarrassing. I'm sticking with it.
You're sticking with it?
They have toes?
Yeah.
Like, it's a paw.
Yeah, like their paw.
What do you mean they have toes?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you only thought they had 2. It's a Friday,
people. No, I said 10. I never said 2.
314-531-9898. How many toes do you think a cat has? We'll give you the answer at 718 when we kick off that hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 65. This weather is sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're commercial-free now for the next hour on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to world premiere Taylor Swift's song with Post Malone off her newest album, like 7:30. And so, because it's like Taylor Swift Day here on the Brett Mega Show, we're basically going to make the question about Taylor Swift and cats. Only 17% of cat owners can correctly answer this. How many toes does a cat have?
Cat lady Tina texted in and said 24. Neil and Cassie say 18. The Meyer family say 12. Ashley says 13. Nurse Terry says 16. And we got a text saying, I honestly cheated and Googled it. I love my cat and I didn't even know this.
And they didn't tell you the answer?
18.
That is correct. 18. I love how they needed to Google it. They're like, well, I gotta Google this.
I love that they were transparent with us enough to tell us. So that makes cats
just wait
creepier.
6 minutes?
Yeah. That's like five. Was it five on the back? Four on the, yeah.
So wait, I was closest 10 with the 20.
Yeah. And eight.
Yeah. What do you want? Because you were closest.
Round of applause.
All right.
Thank you.
That's the first round of applause anyone's ever gotten for being wrong.
And the last, I'm sure.
Mega Minds.
That new Taylor Swift with Post Malone off her new album. And we'll break down some other songs, including the song from Travis Kelce. That's about Travis Kelce. He's less than 10 minutes away. It's Y98 St. Louis. Taylor Swift Day on the Brett Maga Show. Her newest song, you're going to be able to hear it with Post Malone, is like 8 minutes away. Hannah's going to break down all of the songs in the Hollywood hashtag too for you. Tons of songs about exes. She's naming names. It's the most personal album she's ever experienced. There's a song about Travis Kelce. You're going to hear clips of all of that. Plus, we're going to give you the album on vinyl. Speaking of giving gifts, I have a challenge for Hannah and AB that I haven't really talked to you guys about, but I want to try to see if you will accept this challenge. Okay, I have a challenge for you if you are willing to accept. You two are going to see Michael Jackson, the musical, in Colorado. The Fox actually flying you guys out. You have a work trip. It's your first work trip together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yay.
Guys, you're going to Denver. What I want to do is I want you guys to buy each of us a souvenir.
What?
Gosh.
That's it. I want you to pick out souvenirs that are personal for myself, for Kevin, and Alex.
You paying for this?
No.
Oh, what? You think since the Fox is paying for AB and I to go out to Colorado that we're going to have like spare money?
Yes. Souvenirs. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. You go somewhere.
You bring back stuff.
Yeah, like AB, she brought back her thirst traps for all of St. Louis.
Oh my gosh. AB actually did buy me a present when she went on her trip.
You did?
I did.
And you didn't get me or Kevin anything?
Well,
I didn't think you'd want a crop top.
I would have taken it.
And in AB's defense, she did leave that bag of Starbursts.
I did. I knew Kevin would eat them.
Kevin was crushing those.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to buy for me.
So you got Kevin a gift and you got Hannah a gift. I didn't get nothing.
Sorry.
Okay, well, so you
I want a gift this time.
You something from Colorado.
And then you bring it back and we'll reveal what you think would be a good gift for each of us Monday on the air.
I already off the bat know what I'm going to get Alex.
What's that?
Duh, weed. Wait, can you travel
yeah,
with
can
that?
Can you fly with that?
I actually have never smoked weed in my life. I don't know.
Is that illegal?
You've got pre-check, AB.
That's true. They're not looking at my stuff.
Yeah, use your pre-check to smuggle in the goods.
I don't think that's a bad gift because he does love smoking weed, but like he can buy it and it's legal in Missouri. So like,
It better be under like $10.
Like, what you got him a gift that he already has. Like, I want, like...
More creative and personal?
Yeah. Like, what would you pick up for Kevin?
A loofah?
A soap sack. Yeah, a soap sack.
I would love a Colorado loofah. That would be awesome. That'd be great. Yes.
Okay. Brett, you're really hard to buy a gift
for. You are.
I'm, like, the easiest person.
No, you're not.
Why?
You're picky for
judgy.
One.
Yeah, judgy and
I am
picky.
Not judgy. I'm just critical. Those are different.
We'll see what we can find.
Okay.
If another state.
You guys are willing to accept each. You get three souvenirs. We'll open them up live on the air, and then you can explain why you picked out what you picked out for each of us Monday at this exact time.
Maybe you guys can, you listeners can DM us some suggestions or something, because I'm a little lost with Brett.
Okay.
Yeah.
314-531-9890 if you have suggestions for them. But we'll find out what they pick out for us on Monday. We're going to talk about some of the biggest rivalries that have ever existed in less than 2 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Something's got a hold on me. Feel like Taylor Swift versus all of her exes in her newest album, Tortured Poets Department, just came out yesterday. At 11 o'clock Central Time this morning at midnight. And we're going to give you that album on vinyl in like 10 minutes, let you hear Fortnite with Post Malone here in a second too. And we'll break down some of the songs that are about her exes and even a song that's about Travis Kelce in a second. But first, let's talk about some rivalries And some of the fun, like, rivalries that exist within TV or movies or film, like fake rivalries that have been drawn up and made up. What are your favorite ones? 314-531-9898 if you want to text in some of your favorite rivalries. There was a new study that had the most famous rivalries in TV and film. And I thought this was fun to do because it's rivalry week for City SC as they play Sporting Kansas City. So I'm like, oh, let's take a look at some of our favorite rivalries. I think one of the number one rivalries is Harry Potter and Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
I would agree. On this list, it finished seventh. I would agree. It needs way more respect than tops to seventh.
I don't know either one of those people. Hannah.
Know Harry Potter.
No, I don't watch that stuff. I haven't seen any of the movies, but I do know who they are.
Oh my God, Hannah. If someone showed you a picture of Harry Potter, would you know it?
Yes, because he has circle glasses.
And what else?
A cape.
What else that is famous?
Does he actually have a cape?
It's not
a robe.
More of a robe.
Brown hair?
No, he's got the little scar. Yeah.
Hannah!
All right.
Okay. Volda who, or whatever his name is.
I'll say another one.
You're not supposed to say his name. That's also a thing in the book.
I don't know!
I'll say another one Hannah won't know. How about Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader?
Finished fourth on the list.
I'm going to say Darth Vader.
Are you just picking who you want to cheer for?
That's who's going to win?
Yeah. I've been Darth Vader for Halloween.
Were you? Wow.
Was it a cute one or a risque? Neither.
Sexy Darth.
I don't think you could be a sexy Darth Vader.
Yeah, you can.
It's possible.
Yeah, he's so easy. Fishnets, black bodysuit. And whatever you wear.
A mask! Yeah.
Here's AB. Luke, I am your thirst trap.
Okay, what's your favorite rivalry, AB?
I think it's Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter.
Those are fake ones! From TV
fake
and film.
TV fake
oh,
ones.
I didn't know that. I wrote Starbucks versus Dunkin'.
That's more fake. That's more fake
I also
than
think
actually.
Apple versus Samsung.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
picking
yeah.
Samsung? Because no, you are, like, very for okay. your, like, either very okay. for Apple or very for Samsung.
Yeah.
Going back to the fake ones, is number one Batman versus the Joker?
No, that's nine.
Oh, what?
You want to throw it? Kevin would love one. These. I'll give you, like, two
Bugs
more guesses.
Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Who?
Not in the top ten.
Who?
Bugs Bunny, I know. I don't know Fudge or...
Not whatever. In the top
Tom
ten.
And Jerry?
Tom and Jerry's number one.
Number one.
That's
okay,
stupid.
I'd get there.
Alien versus Predator is number two, and then Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader, and then Luke versus Darth Vader. That's interesting.
Oh, wow.
The Luke was, yeah. And then Optimus Prime and Megatron, Harry Potter, Lord Voldemort, Scar versus Simba. What was your other? So you had Starbucks versus Dunkin'.
Okay, Starbucks versus Dunkin', which we didn't even vote on that. I'm Dunkin' all the way.
No. I like Dunkin'. I used to like it more, but I feel like it's not.
I like Dunkin'.
I used to like it, but now I stopped liking it as much.
I don't like coffee, but at least Dunkin' has donuts.
Would Target and Walmart, would they be a rivalry?
No, I met my wife at Target. The Target just owns that rivalry.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would choose Walmart.
Walmart's cheaper, I must say. Went there last night. I have Coke versus Pepsi.
Yes.
Coke all the way.
Yeah, no one chooses Pepsi. Yeah. My wife won't even drink Pepsi. They're like, oh, is Pepsi okay? She's like, do you have Dr. Pepper? And they're like, oh, I guess Pepsi's not okay.
Yeah, no, I'm never going to opt for Pepsi ever.
And do you have any other rivalries then?
Meredith Grey and Addison Montgomery from Grey's Anatomy.
Meredith took her man.
But they end up being like friends and it's like fine. So that's only a rivalry for like a week. Spoiler alert.
No, it's like a couple of seasons, isn't
it? No, it's not that bad.
Okay. If you want to text in some of your favorite rivalries, 314-531-9898. Coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah, you going to break down some of this album for
us? Yeah, we have an entire Taylor Swift album to break down.
All right. Hey, I heard you. And I'm on the prowl. These rivalries are so funny. People are texting in some of the famous film and TV rivalries. It's Rivalry Week with City SC. And so we started creating a list of some of our famous and favorite rivalries. And some of them are just too funny.
Oh, my gosh. Edward versus Jacob from Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky and Apollo Creed. Lauren Conrad versus Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach. That's awesome. Republicans versus Democrats. That's a pretty good one.
My dad said Sam's versus Costco. And I feel like that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah. Costco all the way, right?
I go to Sam's.
Yeah, Sam's for me.
Oh, you're missing out on Kirkland.
I feel like we can't be friends. You guys want to be like a $1.25 hot dog?
Mr. Turner and Dinkelberg from The Fairly Odd Parents. Jim and Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, that's a good,
that's
one. A good one.
Yeah, Cardinals versus Cubs, obviously. Qdoba, Chipotle, Ford, and Chevy. You guys were really good at
those
this.
Those are good. Yeah, those are some fun ones to think about. Now let's break down this Taylor Swift album because she has a rivalry with all of her exes in this album.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go. Woo.
All right, deep breaths, everybody. Taylor Swift really opened up the pages of her diary and her heart as she released her 11th studio album at midnight, The Tortured Poets Department. So this is a double album, and before she released it, she was giving us all these, like, hints about two, and
they're,
we
like
didn't
QR
know
codes, right, and stuff like that.
Yeah, all over the place about two, so we didn't know what that meant. But at 2 a.m., she dropped that she was going to be doing a double album. So that's where the two came from.
I guess she wrote so much music that she was like, you know what? I'm just going to release it all to you.
Yeah, she wrote on her Twitter this thing about why she wrote the double album. And she just said the poetry just kept coming and she wanted her fans to fully see the and feel the full experience.
I love what she said on like Instagram when she said, this story is no longer mine. It's yours now. Yes. Wow, that's so like deep.
She also said, I've never had an album that I needed songwriting more than I needed it on Tortured Poets. And so before this came out, we kind of knew this was going to be like digging deep. And we all thought it was going to also be just about her 6-year-long relationship with her ex, Joe Alwyn. But that's not all it was. She went in on her other exes, including Maddie Healy from the 1975. And she even name dropped.
Sometimes I wonder if you're gonna screw this up with me. But you told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I ever leave. And I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be.
So that came from her title track, and Lucy that she references in that lyric, that is Maddie Healy's friend, Lucy, Lucy Dacus.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Direct tie there, name drop. And she also has two guest features on this album. She has Post Malone, which we've been hearing their song, Fortnite. We'll play it after the hashtag. And also Florence and the Machine on the song, Florida.
Florida.
And then along with her double album, she released a song going along with Travis, which I love this, Kev.
Cheers chanted cause they said there was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. Touch down, call the amateurs and cut him from.
Oh my gosh, she
that was
is,
called Alchemy.
Yes, and she perfectly painted that picture of them at Super Bowl together. And we've always known that Taylor Swift is an amazing songwriter and storyteller, and this album perfectly captures it. I've almost listened to the whole thing, and it really is a journey, and I feel like you have to be in like a certain like mindset to take in the music. It's not like a super easy, you want to plop this on while you're running at the gym. It's like you're going to feel some things.
It is really storytelling told at its finest. Like, we've always known that Taylor Swift is a great songwriter. This is one of the best albums she's ever written. And it's not just getting caught up in the motion of it all. A lot of people said that she wrote, like, these really beautiful stories that we all needed during Folklore and Evermore during COVID. But we lost some of that edginess and that pop side of her that we haven't seen. It kind of combines all of that. It's Reputation meets Folklore meets Evermore, but then also has some of that 1989 pop in it. And what I think we see is, if I'm like Travis Kelce, I'm like, damn, my girl is deep.
Yeah.
Because we see this heartbreak that she went through with Joe and how that she was never really truly happy for those 6 years, even though she appears happy, which I think is so relatable for everyone else. The bounce back boy, Matt, she does seem like she hates this guy. Like, she felt like he was disgusting, disturbed by him, the way he acted and the way he behaved. So you get some of that Reputation of like, screw you, Matt. And then you see this like, hey, I kind of in love now with Travis. And you get all of that in one album. It's so cool.
It's crazy. I mean, I feel like we're so close to her now. And It's relatable stuff. It's deep stuff. And she's just a freaking mastermind. If you haven't heard it yet, we have her song Fortnite with Post Malone coming up right now.
It's Taylor Swift with Post Malone off her newest album. Hannah just got done breaking down all those cool songs. She talks about all of her exes, including Travis Kelce has a song about him on Tortured Poets Department. We're going to play it every hour for you on the Brett Maga Show. I have a controversial question to ask you.
Oh, boy.
Can you smoke a joint with your kid? 314-531-9898. Real question. I bring this up for a couple of different reasons. Hannah and AB are going to Colorado, and I got a friend who lives in Colorado, and before, like, weed was legal everywhere, it was legal in Colorado, and this is a conversation they had as a couple. One of my friends who has a kid who is, their kid's, like, going to graduate high school.
Okay.
And so, like, his wife drinks beer. And she'll have a beer with her kid who's graduating high school. Like, hey, high school graduation, as long as you're home and safe, going into college, you're going to be drinking anyways.
A lot of people have that mindset.
18, 19 years old, freshman in college kind of thing, where he goes, okay, well, I don't drink, but I want to smoke a joint with our kid then. What's the difference? And she's like, no, you can't smoke a joint with our kid. And he's like, but you could have a beer with our kid? And she's like, well, he's going to drink at college anyways. He's like, you could smoke a joint at college, and it's legal here. And I was like, what an interesting conversation, mindset-wise, for parents. How do you feel if your kid's like 18, 19, 20 years old about them having a beer in front of you? Like, would you be cool with it? And if you're cool with them having a beer, would you be cool with them smoking a joint? Right? Right on the edge of 420, I thought this was an interesting conversation to bring up. And as these two are heading to Colorado, one of the first states to make marijuana legal on 420.
Oh, man, it's so hard for me to think about it. For one, I don't have a kid, so I don't exactly know. But I just come from, like, when my mom was raising us, she was very against, like, underage drinking, things like that. And still, as an adult now, I could not smoke with my mom. That'd be so weird.
Will you drink a beer with your mom?
Yeah, I'll like drink a glass of wine with her.
A glass of wine, okay.
It's just different. I know the legality of it, and I know it's okay, and I'm not against weed, but I just, it's different for some reason. I can't exactly pinpoint why. Does anybody else agree?
I'm totally on that same page, because I'm even thinking, okay, let's take smoking out of the equation and say doing an edible.
Okay, same game.
Because the smoking thing, I'm like, nah, not a fan of that.
For some reason, smoking feels different than edibles.
Edibles is a different thing. And then I'm thinking, this undermines the entire D.A.R.E. program those kids sat through all those years.
Well, so does, like, excessive drinking or something.
You're right. You know, it's weird. If we're going to look at it from that, from the legality standpoint and the fact, if you're willing to share alcohol with your child, yeah, just one or something, hey, celebration, I'm not into it, but I could understand it. And yeah, I could say that would make sense.
If you think about it from a medical standpoint, there's a lot more benefits. Medically,
it'll mellow you out.
Yeah, medically for marijuana than there is with alcohol.
I get that it feels different, but I also do think, like, when somebody starts drinking, it would be nice to do that with a parent so they can teach you how to do it. And maybe, like, taking an edible or smoking, if a parent does that and they know the safest way to do it, they should teach their children that.
Well, should they also be doing it as their child's doing
maybe
it?
Maybe they're not also smoking. I guess it feels so foreign still.
It's a weird conversation.
I'm not used to the legality shift, but I understand and I appreciate that it's happening, but it's just,
When I thought about this too, I thought the same thing. Like, what an interesting conversation to have on the radio that people probably never think about. I will be honest. I have never smoked weed in my life. I'm just not that guy. I think it's because a lot of my friends used to smoke weed, and I like to go against the grain. I like to be the opposite of everyone else. My mom also was a big cigarette smoker, so any concept of smoke kind of disgusted me out. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the edible thing, I think, is probably more like, okay, like, this is now the world we're living in. I cannot stand double standards. And so at first I thought to myself, like, no, I would never smoke a joint with my kid. I would never do an edible with my kid, but I would drink a beer with them. And I'm like, well, what? I'm a living double standard. I can't stand it. So to me, if I'm giving advice to my friend, which I did talk to them about this, I said, no, you got to give in.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, if you are going to drink a beer, you have to say, I will not drink a beer with my 18, 19-year-old then if you don't want them. If you want to drink a beer with your 18, 19-year-old, then if dad wants to smoke a joint, then he's dad. They can smoke a joint together.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It just
everyone doesn't like it. I know.
Weird. You know.
Interesting.
Maybe if more time passes, as more and more states make marijuana legal, and it's like legal everywhere.
Curious.
Maybe it's one of those type of things. Maybe that's why, because it was illegal for so long.
I even think there's a difference between edible and weed. I would probably do an edible around my mom. I'd still be so scared. But I can't imagine like sitting with my mom and seeing her have like smoke coming out of my mouth. She would. I'd probably get spanked. Not in my 20s. Like, she would not like that.
314-531-9898. We really do talk about everything on this show. What is an interesting conversation for my friend who dad is not a big drinker but loves to smoke? Can he smoke with the kid? If mom wants to have a drink with the kid who's a freshman in college, 314-531-9898. It's an interesting conversation to have. I want your parenting advice on this. We started some controversy this morning. Full phone lines in the studio. Tons of text messages coming in on the Brett Mega Show. Because I asked the question on the eve of 420. Can you smoke a joint with your kid? It's legal now. Most places. Can you? 314-531-9898. Hannah and AB are going to Colorado. And actually, one of my best friends lives in Colorado. And this actually happened with them. Dad, not a big drinker. Loves to smoke. Mom likes to have a glass of wine, have a drink. They have I think their kid's a freshman in college. So like 18, 19 on that verge. Mom has a beer with them. Technically not of age. Mm-hmm. And dad's like, well, if you're going to have a beer with them, I want to bond with my kid, hang out with them, smoke a joint. Mom's like, no, you can't smoke a joint. He's like, but you can drink a beer with them? How are people reacting on the text line, Hannah?
Tons of text on this. One of them says, not a whole joint, maybe just a hit. That makes more sense, too, because it would be the same thing for alcohol. You could have a glass of wine or maybe something, but would you want to get obliterated with them?
Bill Clinton it. Don't inhale.
Another one says, I think it's okay as long as it's an adult child. I've done edibles with my daughter.
Okay.
Another one is from Amy Therapist. That's her name. She says,
okay.
Marijuana changes the brain in a different way that we don't want to admit. The younger you start those kinds of drugs, the greater the increase there is for addiction. It affects your brain, and I'm not saying alcohol does it. I'm just saying it makes you more paranoid, anxious, and depressed, and there's an increase with that for young adults as well.
Interesting, because I know that like marijuana does have like that altered the state of mind and then also can release stress as well, but maybe for young adults it doesn't do that, can create all those paranoia feelings. That's what honey has 5 kids, and you said that was one of your biggest concerns, honey, is that you have 5 kids and it can alter your state of mind.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about that.
So I have done an edible before a few times, and I'm 49 years old, and it has definitely altered like my mindset. Sometimes it makes me like happy and like bouncing all over the place. Sometimes it brings up like sad feelings. And even once in a while, a couple of times I did deal with the paranoia. So, I mean, I can see how that would happen with a younger kid.
So your biggest thing is alcohol, like having a beer is probably just going to catch a buzz, where like when you take the edibles or do marijuana, it's altering the state of mind. And that's what make you anxious about doing it with your kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with honey. I'm the same way. I'm like, I sketch out and I get really nervous, but everybody, like, it affects them different. Same with alcohol. Some people don't even get buzzed.
Yeah. They're
like,
all drugs. Right.
It,
right?
Oh,
like,
let's not get it twisted. For everybody, right. But it's scary to test the waters.
I do think, though, like what Amy the therapist said, I feel like marijuana and edibles are a bigger gateway drug. I don't know if I'm just making that up or not. Katie, you have 3 boys. Would you smoke a joint with them, drink a beer with them? Do you think this is the same thing?
It is. It's all about being responsible and what you do. My oldest is about to be 13. I you know, they know that I smoke because it's just, I've smoked for a long time.
It's obvious at this point. Huh, Katie, we look at you, you're like, what's up, Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it keeps me calm. Like, when I do smoke, it puts me in a zone. I get a lot of my cleaning done when I'm high.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I can do that.
And so, like, my oldest, like, I know he's curious. He's about to be a teenager. And I'm like, look, if you want to do it, we need to do it responsibly. If you want to do it at home, we can talk about it and say, hey, this is what happens, even with alcohol. Because it does alter your state of mind. People do crazy things when they're drunk.
Yeah, yeah, great points. Thank you so much for the call. Danny, you agree you're not a drinker. You're a smoker, and you'd rather smoke with your kids than drink with them?
100%. I used to drink, and I was very irresponsible, very...
Wow.
Just not a good person. Mm. And I have smoked for far longer than I have should have, but I'm not a bad person when I smoke. I just get real hungry.
Like,
the McDonald's bill's going to go up if you're smoking right with your kids. Okay, gotcha. Paul, you bring up a good point about what do you do if your kid's like, hey, I want to smoke a joint with you, if you're willing to drink a beer with them. Are they the same thing?
No, it's not, because smoking a doobie in Colorado is legal if you're 18. If you get pulled over, you'll probably get a DUI driving under the influence. If you're drinking a beer, you're going to get a DWI because you cannot drink in Colorado until you are 21. So you got to look at the legal aspect of it, too.
So do you? Wow. So you're saying, actually, in my friend's situation, where she was like, hey, I'm willing to have a glass of wine or drink with them, and dad wanted to have the, you know, joint with the kid, that the mom was actually doing something that was more illegal.
Exactly. The mom is wrong in this situation.
Wow.
Totally 100%. When you look at it from a legal standpoint, you're going to get a DWI if you're caught drinking and driving. If you're high and driving, you're going to get a DUI, which is a much lesser charge.
Well, send Paul in to have that conversation.
Right. Yeah. Right. Lawyer Paul.
Yeah, Lawyer Paul.
The all-new Brit Mega Show. Live from...
For the things that I've got.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
All right, Taylor Swift dropped an album. That's trending. Biggest story of the day. What else is trending? I'm going to take a look at the internet, and I'll tell you what people are talking about besides Taylor Swift. And Hannah will tell me if you need more details on that or not. Like sock-os.
Sock-os. I don't even know what that is, so tell me it.
If you slip on some socks, you might have a bigger O.
Really?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, we all want to know more about that.
Tell me more. So Dutch researchers found that couples who had cozy toes, like wearing socks that were warm and nice, 30% more likely to reach the big O than people with bare feet.
30%?
Yeah, like, and I was like, I just bought some socks.
All right, I got knee highs on.
Hey, Matt, I got some knee highs on. Let's go.
Yeah, let's
I heard
go.
About that dust research. Five things your date immediately notices about you.
Ooh, I feel like this is good to take for AB.
Mm-hmm. If you're wearing socks or not.
Yeah. No.
First things, your body. Your body language. Sorry, your body language. What's the
right
next line?
To it. No.
Your body language, your facial expressions, your grooming and hygiene, your outfit, and your manners, like how you treat the server.
I always hear about hygiene, and I'm like, is that a huge issue for people? I've never been on a date and been like, oh my gosh, they smell or something.
Well, then they must. Of course, it's a big deal. You know, if you would know
but
if they smell
But it seems like
bad.
So many people talk about
I
it.
I do think
like,
that sometimes people have bad breath. They can be smelly. I do think that's a thing. And also grooming, too. Like, whether they need to shave.
Hairbrushed?
Like, eyebrows, all that kind of stuff. Huh. Oops. Tim Hortons told thousands of people they won a $40,000 boat.
This seems like a sensitive topic for people, and I'd be pissed if that happened to me, so keep it moving.
Okay. A man broke a world record by ordering a drink at 120 bars in 24 hours.
Keep it moving. World record stories don't really get me going because it happens so often. Okay. Like the solar eclipse. Not over that either.
World record stories don't get you going, but sock stories get you going.
Yeah.
The average American kid gets bored in how many minutes?
How many?
33 minutes.
I feel like it's shorter than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. New
Especially
research
now.
Shows the average kid gets bored in just 33 minutes, and they spend 13 hours a week in front of a screen.
Believe that.
keep it moving.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to do something called the husband test. We do this every single Friday to see if your husband's actually listening to you. The answer is usually no, but to prove and reward you for dating a fool, we're going to give you Boys to Men tickets. 314-531-9898. If you want to test your husband, put him through the husband test for some Boys to Men tickets, we'll give you a chance to do that now on Y98 St. Louis.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Okay, Shannon. So you're down to do the husband test, huh?
Sure.
All right. So how long have you guys been married for?
Since 1991, so 33 years.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of questions, and then you're going to call him and see if he listens. He's been paying attention for those 33 years, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because a lot of people get high for 420. What's your favorite snack? Like, if you're just like, hey, I got the munchies. I'm hungry. I want a good snack. What would your snack of choice be?
That's a good question. I don't even know that on myself. I'm going to say turtles.
Turtles?
Oh, turtles, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are... Oh.
All right, a little okay. Fannie Mae turtles. Kind of.
I'm a nerd.
I respect that. It is very specific, okay? Like yeah. The chocolate caramel.
Yeah, a little bit of pecan, yeah.
Who's the lazier one in the relationship? When people smoke weed, they get lazy. They just want to lay around. Who's the lazier one in the relationship?
He's going to probably say me, so I'm going to say me.
Okay, you are?
Well, I don't think so, but I'm going to say me.
Okay. Who's lazier in bed?
Oh, me.
And so he's going to have to say that to everyone. He's like, yo, my wife, Shannon, she's lazy in bed.
Yep.
And you're not mad about it?
I have to own up to it, so yeah.
Yes. No, oh, wow.
I'm not mad.
You got to own up to it. You got to just admit it. Like, hey. I do enough work around here, yeah. Okay?
That's right.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a three-way call. We're going to ask him those three questions, and we're going to see how he does. You can't tell him it's for the radio, so you have to just call and act like you're just quizzing him and asking him these questions, okay?
Yes, sir. I can do that.
Okay. This always gets interesting, and my favorite part is we all just get to listen in on this, like, intimate conversation between husband and wife. It goes down in one song while we're commercial-free on Y98.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
One of our favorite things to do on the Brett Mega Show is to test your husband. We want to make sure that man is listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the questions we ask are a little 420 related for the husband test. Shannon's going to call her husband and ask, hey, like, you know, like if I were to smoke and have the munchies, what would be my snack of choice?
She got creative and said turtles.
That's very specific, right?
Yes. Like,
okay, so
a little bit off the wall.
I did not expect that. I thought Doritos, Cheetos, usual, but no, she wants like some turtles. When people smoke weed, you know, they get lazy, having a lazy day. So who is lazier between the two of them?
She thinks that he's going to say her.
Okay.
Shannon.
Watch out for that one, my friend. And then the last question is, who is lazier in bed, though?
She said herself.
She didn't even hesitate
yeah.
either. But her husband's going to have to say that on the radio.
Oof.
And he doesn't know it. Or right to his wife's face, like, yeah, you're the lazier one in bed. We'll see how this goes. Shannon, you make a three-way call, and then we'll just listen in whenever you're ready.
Right, here we go. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I got three questions to ask you real quick. And don't ask me any questions, just answer them, okay? People get high and they want to eat a lot of munchies. What's my favorite munchie to eat on? My favorite snack.
Your favorite snack?
Yeah.
I don't think you have one. Crumble cookies?
Okay. All right. Who is lazier, me or you?
Is what?
Who's lazier, me or you?
Lazier?
Yeah.
You?
Okay, when we're in bed, who's the laziest in bed?
You.
Me or you?
You.
Oh, hey, good job, good job. All right, I actually don't think we got your husband's name. Shannon's husband. What's your name, buddy?
Oh, Scott.
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 Your wife Shannon's putting you through something called the husband test. So we gave her three questions to ask you to see how well you listen and how well you know your wife. I'm going to be honest, you did pretty well. You know her pretty good. We asked her, what was her snack of choice? Because a lot of people get high for 420, and then they get the munchies. So we were like, hey, if Shannon has the munchies, and she's suddenly craving a snack, what would it be? You said crumble cookies, which I respect. She did say turtles.
I forgot about that.
But it is like, it seems like a sweet thing. You like that chocolate. You got a chocolate sweet tooth, huh, Shannon?
Yes, I do.
And then we asked her, who's lazier in your guys' relationship? And you didn't even hesitate. You said, you are. Do you think that she admitted that she was lazier, Scott?
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah, she admitted it. She's like, yeah, yeah. I'm lazy. She knew you were going to say that, too. And then she said, who's lazier in bed? She goes, I got to own up to this one, too. It is me. I am lazy in bed. Scott, you just get a little chuckle there. What's going on? You're doing all the work, huh?
I'm supposed to be.
Whoa!
What a gentleman!
Scott's like, this is a husband test. I'm going to pass this one to get an A+. You got extra credit, Scott.
You can't have one without the other.
Ooh, I guess I'm selfish.
One of the most anticipated albums of all time dropped today at midnight, Taylor Swift's newest album, Tortured Poets Department. We spent a ton of time with it listening to the entire album. Hannah's going to break it all down for us.
Yeah, we got songs to break down, lyrics to break down, reasons for the album to break down.
There's songs about exes, songs about Travis Kelce. You're going to hear clips of all of them, and we're going to premiere the song with Post Malone coming up in the Hollywood Hashtag at 8:35.
Thanks for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Oh man, Taylor Swift really put her heart and her soul and her entire diary into her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It dropped at midnight. There's been tons of anticipation leading up to this album. And I personally was super curious about this because right before she released it, she was giving Swifties all these like hints. There were QR codes posted all around the country and you would scan them and there was all these things about the number 2. So we were speculating, and the reason that she did the number 2 was because at 2 a.m. last night, just 2 hours after she dropped the album, she released that it's a double album.
More music from her than we ever expected.
Music. And she did that because she said there was just so much more to say. And she wants Swifties to go on this entire journey of this part of her life that was kind of like a dark time. She learned a lot about herself, a lot about relationships.
I love that she said, like, this was my story, but now it's yours. Yeah. Like, it feels like, okay, now you can own this.
She also said, I've never had an album that I needed songwriting more than I needed it on Tortured Poets.
Wow.
Super special album for her, and it's a double album. So another thing that we all thought was going to happen was that we thought it was going to really dig into her 6-year former relationship with Joe Alwyn. But that's not, I mean, it did.
It does. And what we learned about their relationship is, although we always felt like this is the happiest we've ever seen Taylor, she's living, quote unquote, a normal life. They're keeping it private. She was like, kind of felt blah about the relationship. She never really felt truly happy within that relationship. That was super interesting.
Yeah, and we were also surprised because Taylor talks a lot about her relationship with Matty Healy from the 1975 as well. Enough so that she names this character Lucy, who is friends with her ex Matt Healy, in the title track, The Tortured Poets Department. Listen to where she says Lucy in the line about her.
Sometimes I wonder if you're gonna screw this up with me, but you told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I ever leave, and I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to.
So that's truly like a clip from her diary because she's talking about her ex's friend, Lucy, and names her. Another thing that she...
And she brings up Jack Antoff, who's like her best friend and producer of all this stuff, too.
Right. And then another thing that this is probably my favorite part of the album and the double album is she paints this perfect picture for us in like a recent one about the Super Bowl and Travis and their relationship.
Cheers chanted cause they said there was no chance. Trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over
to me. I got goosebumps when she says that.
I just want to like rock my head and like jump into someone's arms when I hear that. She paints that picture so well, and it's like a current one too.
That song's called Alchemy, and the entire song's about Travis Kelce. The whole thing's about their relationship.
Yep, that one's called Alchemy, and she also has 2 guest features in her album as well. One is with Florence and the Machine on the song called Florida. And then she also has Post Malone on it as well, and that's the one we've been playing all day. And we'll play it right now. This is all from Taylor Swift's brand new album, Tortured Poets Department, that came out at midnight.
Here it is, Fortnite. I was supposed to touch you. That's it. Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. We're playing it every single hour here on the Brett Maga Show. Let's do a little What's the Beep?
Wow. You say
what the beep do we say? So this is something fun we do every single week. We take something that we actually said on the air. We see if you listen to us when we say these beeping crazy things, and then we beep something out, and you try to guess what's behind the beep.
Hands
you use
only.
Hands only. AB, what do you use?
My hands. That's it. I think washcloths are disgusting.
I think washcloths are weird. I use. Okay. First off, that started weird with AB going, I use my hands only. Hands only? AB, what do you use?
My hands, that's it.
That's it?
Why don't you like, what did you talk about?
Why did you sound so sexual when you said that? Can we start that one more time? Look at AB.
Hands
you use
only.
Hands only? AB, what do you use?
My hands, that's it. I think washcloths are disgusting.
That's it.
Oh my god. So seductive, like, ooh, look what I can do. Rawr.
Okay, what is behind the beep, though? What do I use? AB uses her hands only. That's all she needs.
She's a pro.
She's a pro. I needed more help. What do I need help with? Do you know what's behind the beep? 314-531-9898. Let's do this. If you can call in and get it right, if you know what I use because I need help more than my hands, we'll give you this Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
We have that Taylor Swift album. It's coming. We dropped it. It's all vinyl. This is super cool. We'll give it to you if you know what I have to use, because AB's is hands only.
Mega Morning Show podcast, available right now on the Odyssey app.
What the beep did we say on the show? Oh, we said we'll give you the Taylor Swift album that just dropped today on vinyl. If you can figure out what's behind this beep, this is actually something that was said on the show, and then we beep out a certain spot of the sentence, and you try to figure out what's behind that beep.
Hands
you use
only.
Hands only? AB, what do you use?
My hands, that's it. I think washcloths are disgusting.
I think washcloths are weird. I use... I can't just do it. I can't just do it with my hands like AB over there.
Yeah, I'm skilled.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
You were like, the conversation is not sexual, but you made it seem like
hands
that. You use
only.
Hands only? AB, what do you use?
My hands, that's it.
I think hands, that's it. Paul, do you know what was behind that beep? What do I need help with? What do I use?
The Brett looks to use a loofah.
That hands use hands only. AB, what do you use?
My hands, that's it. I think washcloths are disgusting.
I think washcloths are weird. I use a loofah.
Oh!
I'm a loofah guy.
Paul got it right.
Paul, you know what it's like for me and you to be in the shower, huh, bud?
Loofahs are the best way.
Loofah. Now we know how Paul showers, too. There you go, Paul. And now I can picture you in the shower.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. That'll be on next week. We'll do some mind-blowing facts here that'll blow your mind in 3 minutes.
You're the light. You're the night. You're the color. Fun Fact Friday.
That's a fact. It's Fun Fact Friday on the Brett Maga Show. This is always something fun we do. Every single Friday we have like a fact battle. We bring in a mind-blowing fact that is super interesting. You can use with your friends while you're drinking or maybe even smoking for 420. Be like, man, I got this cool fact I learned on the radio, whatever it is. So AB is the fact queen, the fact champion. I will compete against her. I will give a fact. AB will give a fact. And then Hannah, Alex, and Kevin will judge which fact they find more interesting or more mind-blowing. Go ahead, AB. You can start it off.
Okay. I feel like this is a very helpful fact, especially for this group. Getting 10 hours of sleep a night for a few days before a sleepless work week will fill your sleep bank enough for you to power through.
Ooh. Whatever.
Mm. So you can, like, save it up.
Yeah. I didn't know
you
that.
You can save up your
didn't
sleep.
Know that. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a failure fact. That fact just failed. And so I have a fact about failures. There's actually a museum of failures in Sweden. It showcases hundreds of failed products of inventions that requires risk-taking and failure. So these are inventions that people thought they were going to create, but they never actually made it. And there's a huge museum for it. And it's the same place you can find AB's fact.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'll go first. I didn't like either of them. They were both.
Oh. Okay.
I'll go with AB, though, because at least she's not like, you know, you don't want to put failure out into the universe. So I'll go with AB.
But isn't that interesting, of like inventions we thought we were going to have?
I got to go with Brett. I love that. I love the fact that it's that if you don't try, sometimes you don't succeed. And this is what didn't work.
Yeah, sometimes exactly what's the point of it. Thank you, Kevin, for getting it. This is what led to other inventions.
I also think both these facts are trash. I feel like you guys forgot about this segment until the last minute. But
Brett, is this going to be a thing that if AB stays with you in the ticket line,
no.
They're traveling together this weekend.
I do think that Brett's fact is just overall pretty depressing. Like, you're just showcasing everybody's like dreams that failed. And that's sad. I wouldn't even want to go there. That's like those people all probably hate that they're there.
And now you can learn about their dreams that never happened.
Their dreams are never going to come true because it's like, you know, being shown to the world that they failed.
But it would be like the Rubik's Triangle, you know? It would be the thing that came before the square.
No, no. I got to go with AB and her bright fact that we all could save sleep. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's a bright fact.
I'm going to save more for water. We store sleep.
By the way, there's now a Brett Mega exhibit at that failure museum.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.